Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so afraid. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Beautiful weather in North Carolina today. Just perfect postcard weather. Too bad I was inside working. But we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I, we got it together. And we're going to be talking about how they're dumbing down your supplements and your foods and how they're going about doing that. Also, as promised, we're going to talk about ginseng, and we may have time to fit in a little bit on shingles, the shingles virus. So we got lots to do, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them, as always, and you and all of the Americans out there. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for an awakening of wisdom and discernment, especially when we go to vote, that we can get the leader that this country needs to bring it back under, you know, God's rule, God's ways, you know, common sense, you know, And so God's will be done, but I'm praying it in, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees. I hope you'll join me, lifting him up in prayer, because, you know, blessed is the God of heaven, and he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ. Mm-hmm. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got first up here? Let's see. Harvard students, big old outbreak of mumps. Goodness, 40 students confirmed cases of mumps on campus at Harvard. Well, do tell. Within just a few weeks, a few cases grew to 30 and now 40. Dr. Paul Barrera, director of the Massachusetts University Health Service, says that this is disconcerting. Oh, yeah, doc. I mean, because the scientific research says they shouldn't have mumps since they were vaccinated. Well, the CDC says mumps vaccine is 76 to 95% effective, but they really don't offer any real evidence that supports that, according to Dr. Anthony Morris, who said all that research is fraudulent. Anyway, so no surprise, kids with mumps. All right, last but not least in the quack report, you remember the folks in Flint, Michigan with their water supply problem? You know, they got heavy toxic metals in their water supply. Well, a Michigan attorney general has announced he's going to file charges against two state environmental officials and a Flint city official that were negligent. They didn't provide lead-tainted water research, you know, results, and they let the residents consume this contaminated water. It was reported in the New York Times, too, in the recent days that they're going to press, you know, criminal charges. Big scandal, you know. 18 months of drinking tainted water. Come on. But anyway, okay, so there was what? Evidence of heavy metals in the water. Toxic. You're not supposed to have heavy metals. No, you're not supposed to drink them, but it's okay to inject them into you. It's called mercury in your vaccines. So when are they going to bring charges against the CDC and a lot of these pharmaceutical companies that make vaccines? Yeah, well, don't hold your breath. That's not going to come anytime soon. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you, well, the amount of toxic metals in the vaccines is so minuscule, it's not going to hurt you. Well, not when you get 60 vaccines before you're five. Hello? Talk about accumulation. Well, I think any amount is toxic. I wouldn't even want one shot. Well, let's talk about how they're dumbing down foods and supplements, you know, just kind of priming the pump here. Health choices should be at its height in its abundance, all this information, all this availability, not only for the United States, but the entire world. We should be like, you know, in like Flint when we have all this available to us, right? However, what we are seeing is a steady restriction of choices. So some may think that, you know, these changes are happening almost overnight, but they've been in the making since 1945. So the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, they came together and they established a commodity plan to monitor, distribute, ration, and restrict resources. So the European Council of the Codex Alimentarius was formally established in 1954 with joint sponsorship with the International Commission on Agricultural Industries and the International Bureau of Analytical Chemistry. You know it as Codex, but we're going to just check in and see what's new with this. The WHO, the World Health Organization, really initiated the momentum of this plan in 1960. So the marketing and the political statements about this plan you know, lives under the disguise of global harmonization of your food to remove any, quote, obstacle to trade affecting distribution and so forth and so on. So the plan is so immense that it prevents the distribution and sale of certain commodities in trade throughout Europe and other parts of the world. So you know this plan by the name Codex. So we're going to take a look, see what toll this plan is ultimately, you know, having on us all. Let's look at the codes. Because anyone, have you ever tried to ship anything internationally lately? Well, there's codes. Anyone who's tried to ship any parcel internationally has discovered it needs a code under the International Harmonization System called HS. It is enforced by the World Customs and Harmonization Tariff Schedule called HTS. And it has taken some time to build this massive system of codes. For instance, there is a code for each of the different varieties of cheese. Okay? Not only that, the cheese must display the proper name, the composition requirements assigned by the international convention. So this has also produced more paperwork for shipping and receiving, which also impacts the costs of trade. And, of course, the creators of this codex knew this would impact trade, and this is what the WHO expert committee in 1955 said about it. The existence of widely differing control measures may well form an undesirable deterrent to international trade. Well, in the next breath, they feel that the new restrictions will provide commodity standards to improve quality of goods throughout Europe and the world. So these tentacles to the commodities harmonization reach into areas of product labeling, product ingredients, product testing, pricing, weight of contents, packaging, and so forth. Let me read you this quote by the Food and Agricultural Organization that they said in 1960. They said, "The desirability of international agreement on food standards and related issues, labeling, product analysis, etc., was recognized as an important means of protecting the consumer's health, ensuring quality, and reducing trade barriers." But it's doing the opposite. Okay? That's what it's always been about. See, they're going to say this over here, but you can just expect the opposite to happen. So by 2011, there were 145 countries in contract agreement with the Codex. There are 34 international government organizations involved in overseeing Codex implementation. That's a lot of government there. So today there's 170 countries under the Codex contract, and this is strictly enforced. It's an enforced program that is run solely by bureaucrats. Now, reports tell us that the Codex Committee on Nutrition, Foods, and Supplements has heavy influence from the European Union, Canada, and the U.S. over their countries, over other countries. So I guess the United States is somewhat on board with this, which is really not happy, making me happy at all. No. Here is a quote from Jonathan Emrod. He's the author of The Rise of Tyranny. He said, "I estimate that as much as 75% of all the laws in the United States are now created by agencies completely bypassing the democratic process." End of quote. Well, this is why we have a problem. Well, I want you to bear with me, because I have unearthed this list of what the Codex is up to. And I want you to pay careful attention to this list, and I want you to mentally check off anything that I say that's already happened, okay? So the Codex has a list of goals, and many of them, are covert. Okay. And officials defending Codex have stated that this is misinformation and is not factual. However, as we see by the list I'm about to read to you, many of their goals have already been implemented, especially in Europe. So here's the list. Okay. They say support global trade of nutritionally inadequate foods, support global trade of chemically contaminated food, support and drive global trade for GM foods, give safety approval to GM food plants, approve GM animals for food, approve 300 different food additives such as BHA and DHT, support only large-scale agricultural businesses, support GMOs, chemical additives, and the use of over 3,275 pesticides and irradiated foods, support and use the fundamentally defective scientific analysis of nutrients for health benefits. In other words, they're just going to lie to you. Support hidden and non-organic ingredients on product labels. Do not support the community-based farming or food suppliers. Increase the dumbing down of organic agricultural standards. Discourage environmentally substantiated agricultural methods. Discourage agricultural self-sufficiency of poor countries. Discourage potential risks and long-term exposure risks to additives. Restrict therapeutic nutrients such as supplements. Restrict beneficial nutrients such as vitamins, zinc, and magnesium as being illegal. And set a very low maximum daily dose for supplement usage to a maximum of 15% of the recommended daily allowance. Nutrients above 15% restrictions can only be obtained through a prescription. And make all nutrients into toxins and poisons to be removed as much as possible from foods. Prohibit the use of nutrition to prevent and treat or cure disease. Set very low nutrient reference values, understanding requirements for health. Establish an erosion between food and drug categories, forcing supplements into drug category. Require expensive clinical trials for all health claims. Massive requirements to pave the way for big corporations to take over supplement markets. Regulate health claims with erroneous criteria to conflict with verified research. Enforce the use of growth hormones and antibiotics as mandatory for all livestock and aquacultured species for human consumption. All dairy cows worldwide to be injected with Monsanto's GM recombinant bovine growth hormone. Encourage laws that will make giving nutritional advice to of any kind illegal, implemented already in the UK, by the way. Prevent the use of warning labels on GMO foods and animals, and mandate all organic foods to be irradiated and apply continuous pressure on countries to accept Kotex or face sanctions. Wow. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of this is already in effect. Not that you've noticed so much here in the United States, but it is happening in the European Union countries. I talk to these people all the time when they call me up saying, I need a shipment of stuff. So you got this freedom of choice under attack. Freedom of choice is slowly being stripped away along with freedom of speech. So the natural area of healthcare is systematically being taken over by your corporations and your pharmaceutical companies. So a majority of these codex regulations are being implemented in the European Union, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, and it's starting to filter into the U.S. So there are massive mandated restrictions to ingredients, processing, labeling, and presentation of especially the food and supplement products. So natural health experts, you know, do not expect the pressure to comply with the codex to go away anytime soon. They said that those people are going to be here. They're just going to keep hammering. So according to the Alliance for Natural Health, there is a massive move to mandate pharmaceutical-type standards on supplements or any natural products, making it impossible for the companies to comply. So it gives these businesses two choices: go out of business or sell to the large corporation. So the Commission for Codex is using highly suspect scientific studies that were published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Toxicology to point out their case. But, you know, recently, if you've been listening to this show, you know that light has come upon the journal articles, the research, that a minimum of 50% of the journal studies are fraudulent. So what the European Union people have lost, because I talk to these people a lot, you know, people from the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they call, and, you know, I ask them what's going on over there, and they say, oh, don't ask, you know, and so they can't get what you can get right now in the United States. They have to go outside the U.S. to get it. And then they have to pay, you know, the duties and taxes and so forth. And they can't get but a certain amount, because there's like a ceiling, a cap, on how much they can import in. Some of the European countries won't allow you to import in anything at all. There's 13 countries in the EU. And I think just the U.K., New Zealand and Australia and Canada can get some stuff put in. Now, in 2012, the people of the European Union battled but lost some fundamental rights to free speech regarding nutrients and better health. They can't publish, distribute, or even talk with one another about nutrients that help them feel better. You know? So everyone on Earth has a right to have access to food, to water, to medicinal herbs, to improve and protect their health. That's a God-given right. So the 13 nations of the EU have lost the availability to use hundreds of herbs, medicinal herbs. They can't get them. They are illegal to get, just like you can't get, you know, opium. Okay? It's that bad. Okay, let's look at Canada. Canada likewise has lost the use of over 20,000 natural health products. The public of Canada rebelled, and the Codex relented a little, and it fell short of just converting, you know, foods and herbs. They wanted to convert them to the toxic drug category, like I mentioned, but they relented and made a separate category for them, and for now they call it the natural products category. So the battle in Canada has heated up again, and there is a strong push to license all those products. So companies are being told that they cannot sell their products in the marketplace until they apply for our products to be evaluated. Sort of what the FDA is trying to push here. The application for the process, you have to get approved. It's not guaranteed you get approved, and it'll take over a year. Fees are associated for the application in the thousands of dollars. And according to Canadians, powerful multi-international corporations are making their parliament officials irrelevant. And they're using the Codex to gain an upper hand on competitors and drive them out of business. Wow. All right, what's going on in New Zealand and Australia? Well, these two countries, like Canada, have fought long and hard to secure their rights and freedom for natural health products and healthy food. Unfortunately, through health regulations, New Zealand Health Trust, they were sold a bill of goods. The people were told they're going to be protected, but it turned out to sell them out. So any company that wants to sell a natural health product or supplement in these two island countries have to go through a two-year maze of regulations, because the products are considered either medical devices or therapeutics requiring drug-like licensing. Yeah, it's not a supplement, it's a therapeutic, but it's a drug really to them. So the Codex has hit the islands of New Zealand and Australia. And yep, those folks call me up all the time. All right, so in the U.S., fortunately, what do Americans have? Well, in 1994, we have the Food and Drug Administration Act, and that's kind of been a stumbling block for getting the mass regulations of Codex passed. So there has the people, you know, it's been like a revolution here for the people that put pressure on their congressmen to uphold the existing law. So the dietary supplement market is one of the fastest growing markets in the U.S. However, Codex is trying to slide in the back door, twisting the arm of the FDA to implement more regulations on this market. So Americans need to keep the pressure on their congressional representatives to make sure that what happened in Canada and Europe doesn't happen here. So unless, of course, you want to be like Europe and Canada, New Zealand and Australia, and have to go to your doctor to get a prescription for your vitamins and your minerals, they'll be so weak that they won't help you at all. So you'll be getting less and paying more. If that's what you want, well, then don't do anything. But personally, I'd stock up because we don't know if or when the U.S. is going to crumble under the pressure of the Codex elite and redefine our food and supplement markets to the point that we don't recognize them anymore. So at this writing, some of the EU countries like the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and also Canada are actually looking to the U.S. to provide the best supplements made on planet Earth. Now, Apothecary Herbs gets a lot of requests all the time from international customers for orders, and some even ask, you know, won't you import your products here for sale in our country? The problem is the regulations are so vast and expensive that it would take, if you had a quality organic product, a high quality organic product, it'd be cost prohibitive by the time you're done with all that. Forget it. So, and that's why, you know, they're not sold there. So, and that's the point of the Codex, isn't it? To choke you out. So you don't have access. And you get down to probably just some government-owned, regulated suppliers in the end. I think that's what it's going to. Sort of like a one-payer system for your healthcare. A one-stop shop for your supplements that'll be worthless. You know, America, you don't want to get run out of your medicinal herbs, and the herbal tinctures, you know, have a 10-year shelf life, and the powders about 5 years if they're stored properly. So if you want to stock up, you know, now's the time. I'd call the experts in nutritional herbs, immune-boosting herbs, and organ-cleansing herbs. That would be Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Ask for a free product catalog. International number is 704-885-0277, or you can visit them on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yep. Get you the free catalog. It'll go out to you. They have the PDF version if you want to download it off their website. And don't forget, if you do like shopping online, their internet site has coupons, herb coupons you can apply to your order and save. So always money-saving coupons are cool. So thepowerherbs.com, that's where healthcare options just became endless. And if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters. They are neat, too. Lots of empowering information for you. So, you know, don't let the Codex swallow up your herbal supplies because, you know, you're just going to get a pharmaceutical-grade nothing if that happens. And that's why the people of the EU, Australia, Canada are just – They're willing to pay international ship pricing to get Apothecary Herbs products. Think about it. Think about that. I got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-Seven, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Double 007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
So was a lie, now girl.
on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We had some technical issues. A little power strike there. Just zap you right off the planet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to keep you all waiting, but we're going to talk about ginseng now. We've talked about ginseng in the past. It's an amazing little herb. And it's an herb that, you know, has a lot of nutrition and a bounty of nutrition. You know, if we were in the UK, I couldn't tell you that right now. But we're not. So we're in the U.S., and we're going to tell you all we can about this wonderful herb. It's very popular. It's popular the world over, actually, and it's been over-harvested a bit, which pushes up the cost. Now, if you're talking about the American ginseng, it's gone from recently, oh, my goodness, from like $100 a pound to $147 a pound in just a matter of like 6 weeks. So over-harvesting will do that. Now, it's also known as a panax, which is a Greek word meaning all healing or panacea. And it's just because it gives a lot of benefits, a lot of nutrition, and the body taps into that nutrition and does what it needs to do with it. So a lot of benefits in ginseng. Has a really broad range of healing power to it. So we're going to check it out. It has some adaptogen abilities. Research actually has said that ginseng is a plant or a root that has the ability to read what the body's nutritional needs are and then adapts to that function. Asian texts have actually listed ginseng as an herb with adaptogen-like qualities, and it also has a strengthening ability, helps the body resist stress and disease, and it gives a lot of endurance. So if you're coming off a long illness, ginseng's a great herb to have to pull you out of that. A lot of research has identified ginseng as containing a lot of saponins and geranosides, which have different compounds to them, and they also offer different healing effects. Now, Russian scientists have identified ginseng as the plant to use if you want a lot of saponins to improve your mental and your physical performances. A lot of athletes, Olympians, use a ginseng for that reason. So they'll tap into the ginseng, especially when they're training and when they're competing, because it's not going to mess up their urine analysis or any kind of test. Now, herbalists like the herb because it also helps the immune system, provides the body with a lot of stamina to fight off disease, give you a little bit more resistance there. So, if you're coming off a long convalescence, it's a definite herb to have. And it's great for people with AD or ADHD, too. Gives you a little bit more mental focus and clarity. So if you got any kind of dementia, people with strokes, brain fog, especially if they're taking chemotherapy, they get that. So you can use a little ginseng. Let's look at some ginseng. And regarding diabetes, clinical studies have said American ginseng improves the body's natural ability to manage blood sugar levels. So scientific research isn't sure exactly how it's doing that, but the research says that it gives you the benefits to achieve this, but you have to be taking ginseng for a little while. So it doesn't happen overnight, so it may take several weeks to several months to kick in. So I have noticed, though, when you pair ginseng with white juniper berry, also known as juniper monosperma, or fenugreek herb, those two together have a greater ability at managing blood sugar, so you can get it done faster. But you may have some adjusting to do, so you want to monitor your blood sugar levels if you're going to do that. Also, ginseng's great for weight loss. If you want to lose weight, herbalists have avoided a lot of problems. Just say, hey, get some ginseng, maybe some fennel, and get rid of that overeating, hungry feeling, and you can drop the pounds. Add an apple. If you add an apple each day, that helps as well. Over the course of a year, you'll lose 10 pounds just by eating apples. Also, it's great for inflammation. They call it the inflammation herb. American ginseng has a lot of anti-inflammatory saponins in there while it supports the immune system, and it reduces a lot of swelling. So research on this was published in the Journal of Translational Medicine, and I like to layer it in with the willow bark or meadow sweet, another anti-inflammatory aid, so you could get a little more power that way. So you could just check that out if you want to combine those. Now, a lot of female issues have cropped up with use of ginseng. Many women have seen the benefits of using ginseng to help with reproductive cycle issues, reduces a lot of negative symptoms like cramping and pain. If you got severe cases, what herbalists like to do is add the ginseng to some of the female herbs like your wild jam, chaste tree berry, demania leaf, and things like that. It's really great if you use all of those female herbs with your ginseng. It gets more power and you get a benefit faster. Now, the men like ginseng as well. Ginseng is not a respecter of persons that way. And if you add your ginseng to your male herbs, if you want to, you know, support the male function, avoid the ED, if you will, you could do that. Sarsaparilla, saw palmetto, armadon, these are male herbs. You can add it to your ginseng. You just want to be careful not to mix a lot of herbs with prescription drugs because a lot of times they interfere with the absorption of your medicine. So always check your drug counter regs before you start taking any herbs. Another research on Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center discovered that ginseng helped their cancer patients survive their disease. I should say survive their treatment at the hospital. It boosts the immune system. I like to use dandelion root and skip the medical treatments. That's just me. And you could throw in some American ginseng to boot. That'll work too. Now there's the maturity herb. Ginseng has been helpful to stimulate, again, brain function. As we get older, a lot of our faculties, we're told, will decline. So they say, you know, they expect people to lose their mind as they get older. I disagree. So I like to use a lot of circulatory herbs for the brain, a lot of cayenne, a lot of ginkgo. And, yeah, I throw in the ginseng because it helps deliver more oxygen-rich blood to the brain. And studies at the Journal of Science said that this was at the Cochrane Library, said ginseng helped with, dementia and cognitive function. So there you go. Then there's emotional stress. Research from Russia, pharmacist there, his name is Israel Breckham. He said that the body can deal with emotional stress and trauma, even physical stress, better when you have the ginseng. They said the herb works better than an antidepressant, but without all the side effects. So if you have anxiety, you can try the ginseng. I like to mix it with a little valerian just to cover the bases a little better. So according to Breckman's research, ginseng helps your adrenal glands when you're under stress, reduces your fatigue, increases your stamina. And, of course, as I mentioned, this is why Olympian athletes like the herb. So if you got a lot of stress on your glands, I like to also use a little mullein. Mullein herb eliminates a lot of that stress. It's a little TLC for all the glands. It's good also for the pulmonary system. According to an Italian study, they said that it the herb helps the pulmonary system and it decreases your risk of getting diseases like bronchitis and pneumonia. So according to their research, ginseng will also shorten the duration of an illness, assist the immune system of the body to isolate the pathogens and eradicate them quickly. So apparently the herb will support your liver, which is a main organ that helps eradicate pathogens and help fast-track them right out of the body while the immune system makes the antibodies. So there you go. Apparently your immune system is able to produce more interferon, which is a disease-fighting compound, when you use ginseng. So the Journal of Allergy and Asthma Research also published that ginseng will reduce your allergy symptoms like asthma or COPD. Wow. This is why they call it a panacea, because it just, yeah, has a lot of adaptogen qualities to help the body out. Now let's say, well, what kind of ginseng do I look for, Miss Wendy? Well, according to Asians, they really like the American ginseng over the Siberian or other types. It has more antioxidants, they say. So American ginseng is pretty much the ginseng of choice. Second place goes to the Siberian. But like I said, American ginseng, pretty pricey. Siberian is not quite as expensive, it's probably half as expensive at this point because the American has been over-harvested. Also, the Journal of Digestion says that Your ginseng herbs can help eliminate bad breath. It's really great for halitosis. So that was in the Journal of Digestion. And then in a study in 2012 that appeared in the Journal of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Research, they said that ginseng reduced the allergy symptoms due to the inflammation response. So it helps, you know, reduce the inflammation. I like to use, if you got the allergy thing going on, I like to use the ginseng, the astragalus root, and the marshmallow. Just really tones down also the inflammation response by the immune system a little bit. So if your immune system and allergy season is really hypersensitive, that's when I'll pull those three together. All right, so what about ginseng? Well, it is from the Panax family. Similar to other ginsengs, you know, Siberian ginseng, real close in your antioxidant levels, slight differences. So I think your Siberian will help your heart, whereas your American will help your liver more. So there's a little difference there in the quality of action, but their chemical compounds are almost identical, and they are excellent, especially for helping the immune system out, but not overstimulating like echinacea can do if you use it too often. So if you're looking for supplements, just remember, you know, I'm kind of the kind of herbalist here that wants to instruct you on your herbs to make sure that you're getting the right herb and not getting ripped off, you know. So I want to make you a connoisseur of herbs, so to speak. So if you're going to get ginseng, it has this bitter, woodsy, sweet taste to it. It's kind of weird, but it's got that, you know, bitterness, a little bit of a bite, but it's woodsy and a little bit of sweetness on the aftertaste. So that's what you want to look for if you're getting it in a liquid, especially. And I recommend liquids over tablets and capsules anyway because they're just faster acting. So make sure your product labels include the variety of ginseng you're getting. It just doesn't list a ginseng. Also, real organic ginseng is going to be expensive, okay? So your product should be cost reflective, all right? So if you're getting a 2-ounce bottle of ginseng tincture and it's, oh, I don't know, $8, I'm going to say it's mostly alcohol. You know, it's probably not a whole lot of ginseng that has gone into that bottle. So, and don't let, you know, scientific gibberish on the label. Cheap ginseng products are very low quality on the ginseng. They may even use a higher potency alcohol, like, you know, greater than 80 proof, just to make your mouth think you're getting more, but it's not really. That's overkill. And you really aren't getting the potency when you get a higher alcohol content. Higher alcohol, like over the 80 proof, is really what we use for resinous barks and things. But for herbs, your standard roots don't need that. So, you know, look at your product claims, too. A lot of them will have standardized potency on there that guarantees, you know, a certain percentage of gingenosides and things like that, and saponins, you know. But, you know, you can't really do that from batch to batch because from harvest to harvest and where you dig up this root is going to change the saponins. It's going to change the potency. It's going to change the antioxidants, the gingenoside levels. So the standardized stuff on the label is just gibberish, really. It can't be guaranteed. And from harvest to harvest, things are going to change not only in color but in taste and in mineral and vitamin content. So that's why when you get your grasses, like your wheatgrass or your alfalfa grass, sometimes they're sweeter than the batch before. From harvest to harvest, they can change a bit. So the kind of product that that has that stabilized additive in it to try to substantiate their standardized potency is, you know, I tell people that's so misleading. I just skip that part. So you want the whole root, right? So it may even say in your label, body, prongs, and fiber. That's fine. Okay, that would be the whole root. Nothing stripped away is a whole food product. You know, here at Apothecary Herbs, if we put American ginseng on the label, we use the whole thing. The whole thing. So you want to check your product labels. The saponin difference in your Asian and North American ginseng is slight, okay? So North American ginseng has about 29 gigenosides, a little more potent, a little more stimulating action than the 20 gigenosides you might find in the other ginsengs there, the Asian ginseng. So according to some research in 1999, the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food said American ginseng helps the body core cope with stress better. So they say more gigenosides probably is the reason. So check that out. You can check that out. Ontario, Canada, Quebec, parts of the East Coast and Georgia, that's usually where the ginseng's harvested. So Peruvian ginseng is fine, but you got to be careful. Some of it's called Maca, Peruvian ginseng, but it's a subtype. It's not really the ginseng family you're looking for, so it's not quite the same. But a lot of times it's passed off as the ginseng, and so you got to be real careful there. So if it says Peruvian or Maca, it is a ginseng, but it's not the kind of ginseng you're looking for. It's a different family, so. If it's promoted as the kind of ginseng like American or Siberian, then that's just fraud. So check that out. ThePowerHerbs.com. They have your authentic American and Siberian ginseng. And, of course, it's cost-reflective. Beware. American ginseng, very expensive. So check that out, ThePowerHerbs.com. You will find the ginseng sold separately, and you also see in some of their packages, like their Three Amigos pack. So check that out. It's also in the pandemic kit. So it's one of those herbs that's really versatile, and you can pair it up and layer it up with other herbs for more action. So I love it. I love it when I want to layer it with immune-stimulating stuff, diabetic herbs and things of that nature. So if you want to learn how to do a lot of this stuff, I know it's a bit of a learning curve. We're here to support you and help provide you with information as best we can. So that's why I say get the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletters online. But you can also download the Power Herbs book, which is in a PDF, iPad, or Kindle format. And it's just $14.99. And that'll jumpstart your learning curve. Okay? So in there, you'll learn about how do I store my herbs, what all is immune boosting about, how do I do cleansing. And more importantly, there's an herb symptom reference guide, and you can learn how to make your own tinctures. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's under the Books and Newsletters tab. I'm out of time, and sorry for the technical glitch. We'll be back next week, thepowerherbs.com. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well and beware of any product or therapy. And you might want to consult a physician if you dare before using anything. Check that out, powerherbs.com. We'll see you next week.